We were just listening to this in the studio. We wanted to share this with you.
Wow.
We're going to take you back to 1961. Bob Seger's in a band called The Decibels. He's 16 years old when he wrote this song. Now, the interview you're going to hear, the little clip, is from 1991 with a guy named Timothy White, who was a writer for Billboard and stuff. Really cool dude. This is the very first song that Bob Seger ever wrote. Very first song. And he performs it for you. Now, if you miss some of it, if you want to listen to it again, maybe later on in the day to kind of pick through it, it's really cool. We'll send it to you. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
first.
But when you listen to this, if we played this and just told you this was Bob Seger's new song, you'd want to hear it again on the radio, right?
No doubt.
That's what I'm saying. It's crazy. And there's another little twist to this. And if you're a collector, we'll explain. But here's the interview clip from 1991. Timothy White's in there talking with Bob Seger.
Timothy White here in the studio with Bob Seger and Bob's acoustic guitar. Bob, would you like to strum something else from the Bob Seger archives?
I'll play you the first song I ever wrote.
Okay, let's hear that.
It's called The Lonely One. At 16 I wrote this. She's gone from me for someone new. I guess that's what she's done. The people they sigh as I walk by, and they call me the lonely one. They say there goes the lonely one. Another verse, and I can't remember it, but The Lonely One was definitely one of the songs recorded for one purpose, to impress this girl who actually is the girl who I wrote Night Moves about. Yeah.
How crazy is that?
That's wild.
So as far as we know, it only aired once until now. It aired once on the radio in its entirety on a radio station in Ann Arbor. We don't have IOP or something like that. And we've been told there are only 6 copies of it on 45. And we put a picture up of the label, too. It looks handwritten. Like you were saying, when you'd go sing in a booth somewhere at the mall, and they would press it for you?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. It's the damnedest thing. So if you have someone who has a 45 with decibels on it, and that song, The Lonely One, I guarantee you it's worth a lot of money. A lot of money.
I'm going to go start digging through people's attics later on today.
No, it's called breaking and entering.